Miller has had a lot of success as a receiving tight end as well. Are there things that you learned from that game that you can use against Miller to kind of prevent him from doing the same thing?
Yeah, you know, a game like that kind of, you know, makes you pay more attention to what you're doing as far as your coverage, your leverage, you know, really man zone, just doing different things against him. Like you said, you know, he's a very good tight end, so we can expect some of the same things that we saw last week.
Now, we know about his numbers, but do they use him in the same style as the Cowboys use Webb?
Same style, but not as much. You know, Big Ben, you know, he likes to spread the ball around. You know, with Dallas, it was kind of, you know, with Romo, you know, you knew where he was going. That was his favorite target. You know, with Pittsburgh, you never know what you're going to get. So,
people have told me that Ben is maybe the hardest quarterback to sack, not just because he's got some mobility, but because he's so big and strong. Do you sense that?
Definitely. You know, you see him on film. You know, you see guys actually hit him and have a hold of him in the pocket. And he does a good job of shrugging guys off, you know, using that, you know, he's got some upper body strength, you know, using the strength to shrug those guys off and get the ball away.
And then finally, their running game. They've got three running backs who they've used a lot of, and they're all kind of dinged up. You have to prepare for all of them. Are they much different?
Not much different, but, you know, they're all similar in certain ways. But, like I said, you got to prepare for each one of them. You know, at this point, you know, with all of them, you know, kind of being kind of questionable, you don't know what you're going to get.